A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Kent is on the phone today for your first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Jessica. So let's see if we can help him out. Kent, before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Jessica?
It's been 9 days.
Not counting her.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you tell us about the date? What happened? How'd it go?
I guess technically we kind of had two dates. Because the first one was really impromptu, you know. We met at the beach. Yeah, she was with her friends, you know, and there was this big, like, volleyball game going on, you know. So we just kind of joined in. And lucky enough for me, you know, Jessica, you know, she was teamed up with me. You know, we were on the same team together, and we just started kind of talking back and forth between, you know, plays and whatnot. And, you know, ended up hanging out the rest of the night, you know, had some drinks down on the beach. Just, you know, kind of taking in the sun and drinking, you know, and
so fun. That does not happen. Yeah. Are you kidding me? When's the last time you went to the beach and went, oopsie, let's hang out all night? Sorry, I'm just jealous. So good. That part went well.
It went really well because, you know, I asked her to actually go on like a proper, you know, second date, if you will, with me. You know, she agreed. You know, I mean, she was, I don't know if it was the alcohol or I don't know, but she was telling me that, you know, I was telling me how hot I am or whatever.
Right.
I mean, I listen to your guys' show, you know, so I don't want to come off like a or anything, you know, and I was just like wearing like a Hawaiian shirt, you know, and some board shorts. I don't know how sexy I was. I guess, you know, it was her thing, I guess.
You know? I mean, she liked it, you know, she was telling you that.
Yeah, and she made you feel good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, So, you know, the next night, you know, we go to this restaurant. I pick up this restaurant that's just overlooking the ocean, you know, not too swanky or anything, you know, and I got my best, like, you know, beach wear on, you know, and we just talked about life and, you know, all our, you know, goals and stuff like that. She, you know, she wanted to live and die near the beach. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how we listened to your show, you know, and all the crazy, like, pranks.
Oh, she listens, you know, too?
Yeah, she listens, too.
Okay. Red flag.
Yeah, for real.
I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I met Chuba on a remote a while back.
Sweet, did we have a good conversation? Did I also hit on you?
Did you ghost him?
Yeah, he ghosted me too. Yeah, that's what I'm actually calling. No, but it was good, you know, and then we went back to the beach just to want to watch the sunset. And I actually had like a little towel in my board shorts that I took out, you know. We just like sat out there and we had a good time, you know. And then we took that good time back to my place. Had some really good times. Mm. Yeah, I don't know, man. It was perfect. I thought it was great.
All the way good times? Just to kind of paint the picture.
Yeah. All the way good times.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hopefully you listened to the podcast of the show while that was going on. That'd be cool. That'd be hot, right?
Yeah. It's like we were there.
No.
So why do you think she's ghosting you then?
I don't know, man. I really liked her, you know. I mean, afterwards, she said she had to go to work the next day, but that she would text me. You know, I tried calling her and texting her a couple times, but I haven't got anything back. I mean, you know, I'm not, listen, because I listen to your show, right? I'm not into any weird stuff, you know, in the bedroom. Any adult playtime. I'm not into, you know, any weird stuff. So I don't think it's any of that, you know.
Well, maybe that was the problem. Yeah. You're not into the weird stuff.
Oh, maybe.
We'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Kent is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, he's not getting a call back from a woman named Jessica, and he doesn't know why. So we're about to call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him, and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. Before we do that, though, Kent, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Jessica?
Oh, yeah. You know, we kind of had like a couple dates on the beach. You know, our second like a real official date was at a nice little restaurant overlooking the ocean, and we spent the time on the beach. It's some extra special time back at my place. And yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard from her. It's been 9 days now.
And what was the reason that you think she might be ghosting you?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. Cause she told me how hot I was, you know? And I mean, I told you guys that I'm not into any like weird, freaky stuff, but maybe she is into that stuff. And I wasn't too adventurous. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll see. I'm about to call her right now. You ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jessica, please?
This is she.
Hi, Jessica. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jessica. I'm Nina. I'm on the show, too.
Oh.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi. Yeah, I listen to you guys. How's it going?
Oh sweet. Cool. It's going great. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's this about? I think I kind of know, but okay. You well, can tell me.
Go for it. If you think you kind of know, go for it. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Yeah, is this about... Ken?
Yes, it is.
Yep, I had a feeling.
Yeah, yeah. So Can you tell us why you're ghosting him?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the date was great. He was really nice and thoughtful. I thought the sunset at the beach was like a nice touch. And listen, he's like super sexy. He has that McConaughey look to him. Very laid back, surfer guy with perfect abs and a great ass. You know, I really couldn't complain. Okay. He was so hot. And we were also, you know, great in bed. But the reason I haven't been calling him back is because I've noticed that he kind of dresses like a beach bum. I mean, both times that we were out, he was wearing these loose Hawaiian shirts, and it was cute at first. And I get that it was really casual, but after we hooked up, he offered me a shirt, and there was nothing but Hawaiian shirts. I mean, is this guy like Tommy Bahama? I don't know. It was fine at first, and I never brought it up, but I also realized that he never told me that he had a job. So, I mean, he had a great place, but I was just, like, not into dating a beach bum. You know what I mean?
To be fair, Tommy Bahama is not cheap. So if he's got a bunch of Tommy Bahama shirts, that's actually a good sign. It's just questionable when it comes to style. I like it, but I understand every day.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. I mean, it is a great brand, but it's just, like, is that all you wear? And is this all you do? Just, like, go to the beach and hook up with girls, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay. So you felt like it was his game.
It didn't really seem like he was into being more serious, and I also really wanted a man, you know, not just some, like, surfer dude.
Well, thank you for being honest. Appreciate
that. Of course. And this is the point where you tell me that he's on the phone, right?
Yes,
oh, you're really good at this.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, Jessica. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Sorry, this is how you have to hear me, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, I do have a job, just so you know. I thought it's kind of dorky, you know, because I work as like a programmer for a gaming company. You know, I develop video games from my office, you know. So I work at home, so I don't like have to go into a, you know, an office or anything. I don't have to wear stiffy suits, so I like wearing clothes that is comfortable, you know.
Yeah, I get you. Okay,
then. Yeah, I do make a lot of money. I will say. I mean, I won't be shy about it. I do make a lot of money. I mean, if I was Tommy Bahama, I'd make a lot more money.
I mean, that's not what I'm going for, but okay.
Okay.
I wish you could have told me these things when we were together, you know? I felt like we didn't really talk about the normal serious stuff, I guess.
Well, I mean, we talked about, like, you know, our hopes and dreams and stuff like that. I just thought that was way cooler than, like, talking about some boring job that I mean, I love what I do, but you know, everybody has a job, you know, everybody has to do something to make money. You know, we're talking about such deeper stuff, you know?
Yeah. And do you usually pick up a lot of girls at the beach? Is this your go-to?
No, I promise. I'm not that guy. I don't know. The stars align with you.
I mean, you are really hot, so I wouldn't be surprised. One thing I did want to ask is, do you own anything else other than Hawaiian shirts?
I mean, I can buy something that's not Hawaiian. I mean, I can, you know, maybe you take me shopping.
So you really don't have anything else?
No, I don't. No, I really
don't. Gotcha. All right. Maybe we should fix that.
No, I'm kidding. Of course I have different clothes. I got a whole suit. I got a whole suit and pants that are Hawaiian print, you know?
Oh, boy. All right. Looking forward to that.
I'm just messing with you.
He's a Tommy Bahama influencer.
Yeah, that's what I should call you from now on.
Yeah, no, I'm just messing with you. I'm just kidding. Of course I do, and I would really like for you to get to know, you know, that Kent.
Ooh. Jessica, would you like to go on a date with Kent again? We'll pay for it. Then you can get to know business Kent.
Oh.
You know beach Kent.
I mean... I do kind of feel bad for jumping the gun. I'd love to go on a third date with you.
Amazing.
Especially if it's paid for.
Yeah, sweet.
All right, well, thank you.
Oh, Jessica, thank you. Hey, listen, I'm gonna go all out, okay? I'm going to have a top hat. I'm going to have the cane. All right, I'm gonna get the furs out. I'm going to look dapper Dan. Dapper Kent.
This guy sounds like a good date.
All right, you better. I'll bring out my best dress.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Send us a pic.
It'll be a fancy dinner.
We'll do.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.